السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وأموالكم، ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. And we ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings, salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and all those who follow in their footsteps till the end of time. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brothers, the most important organ in the human body is the heart. Now, just like in our physical body, the most important organ is the heart, similarly, for the spiritual body, the most important organ is also the heart. And this we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha," that listen attentively, in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. If this piece of flesh is good, the rest of the body will be good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if this piece of flesh is unsound, then this will have an impact on the rest of the body. Now, this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be explained both ways, physically as well as spiritually. Physical explanation is quite clear, that if we study the body, we find that the heart, and if a person's heart generally is strong and in a good condition, then by and large the rest of the body is also well and healthy. And if the heart is unsound, unhealthy, then this will impact the rest of the body as well. Spiritually as well, the heart, if the heart is sound, if the heart is strong, then our religiosity, our deen, our iman will also be strong. Otherwise, if it's unlike that, then our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be problematic. If the heart is not sound, we're speaking of the spiritual heart. Now, in today's khutbah, and in these few minutes that we have, I want to highlight one of the greatest, or if not, in fact, the ulama and the scholars have referred to it as amradul qulub, the root of all the diseases of the heart. I want to spend a few minutes on this, making mention what are the symptoms, what are the causes, what is the cure for it. And this amradul qulub, or the root of all, or the we can say the mother of all diseases of the heart, the Quran has referred to it as qaswatul qulub, which in simple translation is hardening or hardness of the heart. In the hadith, this is also mentioned. In the Quran, repeatedly it's mentioned. And this we can say is that sickness or that disease of the spiritual heart through which other diseases emanate. If this disease is found, it opens the door, so to say, for other spiritual sicknesses and diseases like animosity, jealousy, hatred, arrogance, and a whole host of diseases. Now, what is or what are the causes of this, of the hardness of the heart? We're going to look at a few of that. Then we're going to see, we need to look within ourselves. Is any symptoms there? Are there any symptoms in myself that I can identify that the sickness is there? And also, what is the cure? That is the beauty of Quran and Hadith. If there is a sickness, spiritual sickness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the cure either in the Quran or via the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before we go into that, just to understand how important and serious this is, a person can be living in a dini environment, but then too he can be affected with the sickness. How do we know this? In the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, the longest surah of the Quran, and in fact the surah is called Surah Baqarah, Surah of the Cow, because of this very incident. In the time of Bani Israel, a murder took place. And the people wanted to know who was the murderer. They went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that ask Allah to inform us who is the murderer. Allah instructed them via Musa alayhi salam that slaughter a cow. But we know they were a nation, they were full of questions, they never just obey. Why a cow? What kind of cow? What color cow? We're not going into the details of that. Lengthy incident mentioned in Surah Baqarah. Nevertheless, eventually when they slaughtered the cow, they took a piece of flesh, put it on the dead body. That person rose up from the dead. He mentioned his murderer's name, the person who had murdered him, and he died after that again. كَذَٰلِكَ يُحْيِ اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. Allah says this is how we revive the dead. This was a miracle that Bani Israel saw with their own eyes. It was in front of them. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says we showed you this so that you may reflect. Immediately after that, Allah says in the next verse, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ. After this, their hearts became hard. After seeing this miracle of Allah, then too they were affected with qaswatul qulub, with hardness of the heart. And Allah says, okay, their heart became hard, but how hard? فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ. It became hard like a stone, like a rock. We know how hard a rock is. Allah said, no. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Actually harder than a rock. Why? وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ. Allah says the rocks also falls out of the fear of Allah. The rocks also cries out of the fear of Allah. But these hearts became so hard, it was unmovable. Nothing would affect it. This is how, this what heart is Allah speaking about? Allah is speaking about the spiritual heart. Many other incidents, but Bani Israel also broke the commands of Allah. Allah said, as a result of which, لَعَنَّاهُمْ, we curse them, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. This word is important, قَاسِيَةً. Allah says, we made their hearts hard. Allah is referring to this as a punishment. So, hardness of the heart, this can come about even being in a religious environment. They were dealing with the Nabi. They saw a miracle in front of them. Allah made 12 springs sprout out of the desert. Allah sent food for them from Jannah, which was Man and Salwa. So Allah saved them from the tyranny of Fir'aun. Allah caused the sea to split open. They saw all this, despite that Allah says their hearts became hard. Qaswatul qulub. Allah protect and save us from hard-heartedness. Now, brothers, there's many causes. How does our heart become hard? There's many causes for hard-heartedness. And I'm going to mention to you very quickly four reasons or four causes. How does our heart become hard? Number one, minimizing or turning away from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says in Surah Taha, whoever turns away from my remembrance, negligence, neglectfulness, turning away from the remembrance of Allah is one of the primary causes for the hardness of the heart. Why? Because the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is the primary nourishment for the heart. Now when you're stopping the heart from receiving that nourishment, what's going to happen? The heart is going to wither away. It's going to dry up. Understand it from a simple example. We don't drink water, a person becomes dehydrated. Then what happens? This can, if he doesn't hydrate himself, it can lead to even death. This is with the physical body. The spiritual body, the nourishment, spiritual nourishment of the heart is the remembrance of Allah. If we deprive our heart of this, then the heart becomes malnourished. It leads to hard-heartedness. Number one. Number two, the verse that I just recited. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Allah says, when they broke the commands of Sharia, they did not fulfill the commands of Allah, then Allah says, لَعَنَّاهُمْ, we cursed them. And as a result of that, we made their hearts hard. So the second reason, a person doesn't obey Allah's commands, whether it is not performing salah, not discharging zakat, not controlling one's gaze, not controlling or using one's tongue incorrectly. So to do it consistently, this is something that makes a person's heart hard. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Allah says, nay, but their hearts become rusted just because of the deeds that they do. So this is, obviously we can elaborate on this, but time is running out. The third cause for the hardness of the heart is that ulama tell us that to fulfill every single bodily desire, this also makes our heart hard. Even if it's those things that are permissible, but if it's taken to an extreme, it can be detrimental to our spiritual heart. How come? There's a constant struggle between the physical and spiritual self. Now, if we're only focusing on physical, on our outward body, then definitely we are going to neglect our spiritual side. It is going to take an effect. No doubt whatsoever. Understand this very simply. Look at the month of Ramadan. Allah asks us to abstain from food, from drink, from intimacy. Why? To starve the physical self and to strengthen the spiritual. So if we have to fulfill every single bodily desire, this also leads to the hardness of the heart. This is number three. And number four is to involve oneself too much in that which is futile, unnecessary, entertainment. It's not benefiting me much, but to waste time and to involve ourselves in unnecessary things, this is also one of the causes of hardening of the heart. For example, the Prophet ﷺ told us, إياكم وكثرة الضحك,
that abstain from excessive laughter. Now to laugh is permissible, and it's good now and then to laugh, but too much of it, no. Why?
فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ.
Excessive laughter, this is one of the causes of the deadening of the heart. It causes the heart to die. This is Rasulullah ﷺ referring to the spiritual heart. Now there's many other causes, but I just highlighted a few of them.
Mention to you very quickly, what are symptoms of the hardness of the heart? How do I know, how do you know that we are suffering from the sickness? Number one, ulama tell us that a person has to analyze his relationship with Allah. What is my relationship with Allah? And if he has this concept there's no, as we say in Urdu, be parwahi. There's no, it doesn't matter. It's only a command. It's no big deal. I did something wrong, no big deal. He doesn't have any concern about his relationship with Allah. This is a sign, a symptom of the hardness of the heart. This is one symptom. So he doesn't, he's not concerned about his relationship with Allah. Number two, the ulama tell us that a person doesn't enjoy sweetness in his ibadah. He doesn't get that lizzat, that ecstasy, or that sweetness. Ibadah, fulfilling and carrying out the commands of Allah, thus it's natural for a person to get sweetness. But if a person is not getting the sweetness, he's not getting that enjoyment, it means that his heart has become hard. He's performing salah, but it's monotonous. It's become as a routine. He's not getting the enjoyment in that salah. This is one of the symptoms of hardness of the heart. Another symptom that the ulama mentioned is that when a person is given advice, they become heedless to the advice. No, this talk you must record it and give it to my neighbor. Why? Because he only backbites. This talk you must give it and send it to this person. Why? Because he doesn't control his tongue. Any advice that is given, we're diverting it. We're not looking at ourselves. A person becomes heedless. He's not taking the advice. This advice is not for me, man. It's not for me. It's for that person. He doesn't take the advice to heart. He turns away from it. This is a symptom that our heart has become hard. And one more, there's many more, but just to summarize it, one more is a person engages or commits sins, but they trivialize the sin. They consider it as insignificant. Now, it's natural for all of us to commit a sin, to commit a mistake, to err. But there's hope for a person who turns to Allah in repentance. Actually, the ulama have mentioned that more serious than committing a sin is to regard the sin as insignificant. One is to commit a sin, but to regard the sin as small is actually worse than the crime itself. Because now you are trivializing who you have disobeyed. So when a person trivializes and considers sins insignificant, this is one of the symptoms of hardness of the heart. I mentioned to you four causes. This is how the heart becomes hard. Four symptoms. We need to look at our hearts. Does this exist within me? Maybe it's there to a slighter level, maybe more, maybe less. These are symptoms, there's other symptoms as well. But very importantly, before we conclude, what is the cure? What is the antidote? You got the cause, you got the symptoms.
What is the antidote for this? The antidote for the remedy for the hardness of the heart. Mentioned to us as well by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us so many advices that how we can rid ourselves from the hardness of the heart. Now, the first thing is to monitor ourselves. You go to the doctor, the heart doctor, cardiologist, and he tells you, or any doctor, and he says, you need to monitor your sugar levels, or your pressure levels. It's borderline, or it's gone over, you need to take some medication. The first step is, we should monitor it. Monitor our heart. On a daily basis, we need to have the worry and concern of qaswatul qulub. My heart mustn't become hard. Because if it becomes hard, spiritually I'm gonna die. It's not only destruction for dunya, it's destruction for akhirah. So number one, we need to have the concern. We need to monitor it on a daily, if not on a regular basis. Number two, I mentioned this in one of the, in the cause, for the hardness of the heart is turning away from the remembrance of Allah. Opposite to that is to engage in Allah's remembrance. This will soften our heart. This will soften our heart. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing, maybe we're reading salah, but we find we're not getting the enjoyment in salah. We need to start increasing in nawafil. Do some optional actions. Come before and perform two rakats nafal salah. You know, for the main match, there's always practice training before that. Let us practice in our nafal salah to improve our concentration, to improve our devotion. This will help to remove the hardness of the heart. Also, the ulama have mentioned that attend dini gatherings. Sit in the company of pious ulama. This will result in the softening of the heart. Another reason or antidote to remove hardness of the heart is make dua to Allah. Ask Allah, O Allah, remove the hardness from my heart. Don't only make dua for this only, but I'm talking general dua. Making dua for anything. This will also soften our heart, because dua is a door of communication to Allah, and we strengthening our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of dua. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبِ تَسْتَأُ كَمَا يَسْتَأُ الْحَدِيثِ. These hearts of man, it becomes rusted. Just like how iron becomes rusted with water, the hearts also become rusted. Sahaba immediately said, Ya Rasulullah, wama jala'uha? What is the cleansing agent for it? If our hearts become rusted, how can we remove the rust? In this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, kathratu dhikril maut. Remember death. Ponder and reflect over death excessively. Take a few moments every night before we go to bed, and think there will be a time that I won't be able to put my own clothes on. There'll be a time I won't be able to give myself a bath. Somebody will have to do that for me. Thinking about death is something that softens and removes the hardness of the heart. In this hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ also mentioned tilawatul Quran, recitation of the word of the book of Allah. This will also soften our heart. There are so many remedies that are given, brothers. Feeding the poor. In one hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, take your hand and put it on the head of an orphan. This will soften your heart. It could mean physically, or even it could mean as a metaphor. Meaning Rasulullah ﷺ said, encourage us, take care of orphans. When was the last time we visited an orphanage? Or we went, go and do it with this intention. One is actually they getting the benefit, but more than that is we are benefiting, because it will soften our heart. So being in the company of an orphan, taking care of an orphan, These are all remedies that is mentioned in the hadith for the softening of the heart. Brothers, my time is up. Very quickly, just to summarize this, our spiritual heart is very, very important. Actually, the spiritual heart is more important than the physical heart. Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru." Allah doesn't look at your outward appearance, but Allah looks at your hearts. Allah looks at your actions and deeds. Therefore, we need to take special care of this, of our spiritual heart. We made mention of the mother or the root cause of the sickness of the heart, which in Quran has been referred to as qaswatul qulub, the hardness or hardening of the heart. I told you there's a few, how does the heart become hard? We made mention of four causes, and then there were a few symptoms also that were mentioned. And then I mentioned to you the cure, the antidote for this, that monitor it on a regular basis, engage in the remembrance, in the dhikr of Allah, be in dini gatherings, ask, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take care of orphans, feed the poor, think excessively over death, and recite the Quran Kareem. Allah protect us from our hearts becoming hard. Allah make our hearts soft, brothers. Allah speaks about softness of the heart in the Quran. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. A mu'min, a believer's heart, mine and your heart, it should be soft, that when the إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the name of Allah is mentioned, our hearts tremble. This is a sign of a mu'min, of a believer. تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ. Their eyes overflow with tears. Allah make our hearts like this, as He mentions in the Quran, make it soft. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.